Affirmations. All three themes mix together. I start strong, stay strong, and finish strong. I am calm and peaceful, full of energy and health, and do first things first. I measure twice and cut once. I bring my quiet and presence to my prayer and my prayer into the quiet. I communicate with love, trust, and 100% accountability. I eat slowly with gratitude. I drink a good amount of water daily. I feel peace. I speak peace. I give peace. I walk the path of peace. I spend significant time every day refining my goals and prioritizing action steps. I trust in God's grace to overcome this world. I have received from Him and will continue to receive a new heart. Down deep, people want to come through for me. I trust this. I'm grateful for everything, just as it is. I fully allow people their choice and love them where they are. I put my attention on and do one thing at a time. I am enough. I am infinitely loved by an infinite God. As long as I live, I can give, and as I give, I feel alive and content. I am confident and full of faith and vision. All things are working together for my good. I trust this. As I turn from self-destructive tendencies, God heals me. I cast my burdens on Him. Everyone I have ever loved, I will always love, as they will always love me. God is refining me and bringing me home to Him. Through the grace of God in Christ, I can let go of all negative tendencies. I trust forgiveness, and in this, feel confident about my path forward. I am reconciled with the plan of life, the ups and downs, the thrilling vistas and deep valleys, and my eventual passing from one side of the veil to the other, into the arms of Jesus, to live and love forever. What I have is enough. As inspired, I let go of what I think I need so that God can, unblocked by my resistance, bless me with all I actually do need, in every way, every crack and crevice of my soul, deep into the darkness of my illusions. I embrace my time on earth and I'm going to live joyfully in the present, for every bit of it. I am kind, gentle, and outward focused. I enjoy peaceful, dynamic, intimate, and fun relationships with my family and friends. In embracing my nothingness, my Father in heaven will work his miracles through me. I am calm and discerning, accepting and trusting. I am present, humble, and validating. I am born again, a new creature. My sole objective is to be an instrument in God's hands, bringing to pass the immortality and eternal life of his children. My interactions with others are filled with patience and consideration versus panic or cutting people off in conversations. Showing up in this way reflects my objective, which is the glory of God, not my own glory. I am sure of God's love and stay in my own business. I have no need to control others. I need God only. I need integrity. I need and accept continual grace. I am God's own child. I am precious, beyond price. I am perfectly healthy and live all the principles of health. I enjoy vibrant, energized health. I feel youthful and am at my optimum weight. I consistently ask myself how I can serve my loved ones even better. I travel the course of each day open, present, loving and joyful versus stressed and or efforting. I spend significant time each day in my action lists, scheduling, archiving and creating. I seek to understand, influence and invite, versus control. I embrace every stage of life, the good times and hard times, the fun and laughter, the tears and grieving. It's all part of my Father in Heaven's intention to fully bring me home to Him, and I'm thankful for the ride. I serve, and the more I serve, the more light I feel inside. This is the reason I do everything I do, to serve. I am purified and changed in God. My eye is single to His glory. My sole objective is to bless others. I am fully present in each action of each day. I bless my loved ones. I am profoundly acquainted with them, to the point of being a primary anchor of self-security in their hearts. I pray for them and reach out to them. God is in my most important relationships. I can feel this. I'm blessed in this. I patiently, trustingly, carefully, and lovingly guide those I love to mutually beneficial relationships. I'm consistently committed for things working for me too. I do first things first. I block out time for high priority actions. As I work each day, I ask myself, is what I'm working on right now going to truly increase the quality of life of the people I serve? No competition, no limits. As God heals my ego, there are no limits to the good I can be part of. Naked came I into this world, and naked will I leave, except for the love and service I give, and the character this creates. I am prepared, settled, ready and willing for God to work through me at all times. I'm consistently present to my key daily habits and actions. I consistently reprioritize and as needed reschedule actions leading to my goals. I maintain, contemplate and regularly return to my visions and goals, refining a clear and empowering path toward all I feel inspired to do, create and become. I do one thing at a time, one issue at a time, one question at a time, one project at a time, and one thought at a time. I exercise the faith required to do and think one thing at a time. There is tremendous peace, energy, and happiness in doing one thing at a time. My loved ones feel comforted in my love, cherished in my adoration, and safe in my perfect acceptance of everything they feel. I continually breathe, feel, and present to God, and neutralize any other feelings other than joy, gratitude, determination, and reverence. I live in the here and now. Every day I'm blessed with countless opportunities to allow people their experience and their choices. It's an honor for me to respect other people's choices. I am safe. In and through the grace of God, I am safe from shame and the fear of not being enough. I bring safety into my own soul and into the hearts of my loved ones and friends. I create a safe space in and around me for them. I make them feel safe, heard, understood, and accepted. I am secure with life and with others. I feel safe enough to be flexible in my mind. With flexibility and ease, I can see all sides of an issue. There are endless ways of doing things and seeing things. I honestly consider how I've created or contributed to every challenging situation or relationship in my life. Because of this, I feel my heart open. God is changing my heart. He is assisting me in emptying myself of fear, doubt, and self-significance, and filling me with His love and with a love for all people. I validate my loved ones' thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, regardless of my own personal point of view. I hear them, I feel with them, and know them, and hope for the same validation from them. I am quick to forgive, to compassion, to wisdom and understanding. I care more about my neighbor than I do being a good neighbor. I care more about my spouse than I do about being a good husband or wife. I care more about my kids than I do about being a good father or mother. I care more about the people I serve than I do about being a success. Heavenly Father is replacing my stony heart with a real heart, a warm and loving, compassionate and empathetic heart. I take negative energy to the Lord. I stop talking and start feeling and breathing instead of dumping my stuff on loved ones. I'm full of peace, joy, happiness and love for all man. I live in the here and now instead of the future or the past. I am the complete source and point of decision in accepting God's grace and entering into fellowship with Him. In this, He can and will work His glory, which glory is the happiness of the human race.
Thank you.